This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
I've never been able to, like, actually give a good answer for when I first realized I was gay. It was just sort of, I don't know, I just always was, and, you know, whether or not I knew how to verbalize that, or whether or not I even knew that, like, I necessarily had sexual feelings towards people, I don't know, it was just always there somehow. I grew up in a really Christian environment, and when I actually did start to hear, and, like, I don't know, people would always be saying, you know, it's just, like, so evil, you know, you hear about these evil fags somewhere, and on one hand, like, I felt really excited about it. I was like, wow, you know, there are people out there that, like, feel the same thing that I do. But at the same time, it was presented in a way that, like, it was really a bad thing, and I should be so ashamed of it. And it took me a long time to be able to sort of break from that idea. And actually, part of being able to do that was I had to sort of change my whole belief system. I had to actually get out of Christianity for a while to be able to have an unbiased perspective on myself and just my own values. And I don't know, that was really a very interesting time. That sort of happened a little bit starting in ninth grade. And I was spending a lot of time, like, just by myself. I changed to public school, and I didn't really have a big circle of friends to sort of, I don't know, like, when you totally change the people that you're hanging out with, you can almost change, like, everything that you believe. You can change who you are a lot more easily than you can otherwise. And a lot of the time that I was hanging out by myself, I was watching public television, and they have a lot of not necessarily shows that are I don't know, that have, like, a gay agenda or anything, but there's not, like, a homophobic bias to anything that I saw on PBS. And if anything, there actually were some shows, I don't remember what they were called anymore, but they were actually, like, gay news shows. And that just totally blew me away. I mean, being able to see something like that and just knowing, like, you know, it's okay to be gay, and it's not an evil thing, and you're not going to be damned to hell if you, you know, if you are gay. And they had, like, some really cool, interesting debate shows about just religion and homosexuality, and talking about what's it called, Dignity? I think that's what it's called, like a group within the Catholic Church. And just being exposed to that really helped me just feel more comfortable with myself, and I think that sort of made it possible for me to, like, start talking openly with some of my friends about that. One thing that was really interesting, I was taking German classes at a community college up in Dallas for a while, and I was taking all the classes from the same professor. She was actually from Germany. She's really cool. But we were talking about just being gay. It just came up in class one day, and she was just totally blown away by, like, the whole concept of coming out. And she was telling us, like, one year on National Coming Out Day, some guy was over at dinner, and he just, like, felt it was necessary to tell her that he was gay. And she was, I mean, she didn't care. I mean, it was no big deal at all, but just, like, the whole phenomena of that, she couldn't understand it. She was like, so I'm straight, you know? What of it? It was, I don't know, it was just really cool. I don't know. I just think that's such a like healthy thing. I think it would be so cool if, like, it was no big deal, if, like, nobody ever had to come out nobody had to, like, actively, like, say, you know, I'm gay, you know, or, like, make like a big emotional ordeal out of it, you know. When I actually told my parents, that was a real disaster. They're very, very religious, and we still haven't, like, been able to completely resolve this. They think I'm going to go to hell. They really think I don't know. There's just a lot we still have to work out on that. But the situation that I actually told my parents, it was in the middle of a fight that we were having, just talking about whether I could drive the car. I'd just gotten my driver's license. We were talking about property, like they said I didn't respect their property, and I said they didn't respect me in general. And we started throwing out like specific details, and like I was trying to just sort of like do a top that thing. Like, well, I didn't dry out the shower this morning. Well, fine. You don't respect this, and you don't respect that, and you know, you don't respect my homosexuality, and like. It was just a really horrible way to do that. I wish when I would have come out to them, that it would have been in a more calm setting. I wish that I would have had like a lot more. I wish I would have had better social skills, better communication skills. They pretty much ignored it. They acted like I hadn't said it and just sort of went on with the argument. And they never spoke about it again after that for quite a while. The next I really heard any mention of it, every now and then, if I had a friend over, they'd all be like, well, you know, who is that? Is he gay? Does he know you think you're gay? It was always, you know, do I think I'm gay? They had a really hard time accepting the fact that, you know, it's not like a temporary thing or a choice thing. So yeah, I mean, they right now they're actually making a really big effort to be really accepting, and that's really cool. It makes a big difference to me. It means a lot to me because I know how rigid their belief system is, in a way, and the fact that they're sort of like stepping beyond that to me, just like seeing through the dogma. To me as a person, that really means a lot. It's really special. Before I was actually really anxious. We'd been drinking quite a bit too, and I was still just really nervous and really tense. And I don't know, but at the same time, just really excited. Just because I mean I'd never had an opportunity to act out anything. And it was enjoyable, but sort of like in a, like, I'm doing something that's sort of naughty way, just because I think even though I felt a lot more comfortable with the idea of being gay, I still had a lot of I don't know, just sort of guilt about it, and I didn't realize that. I don't know, I didn't see that until actually after we were done. I felt extremely guilty. I felt, I don't know, I can't explain it. It was a really strange sensation because on one hand I knew there wasn't anything wrong with what I had done, but I had just been so ingrained with the idea that it was a bad thing that I didn't really let myself, like, enjoy it after or have, like, an afterglow or anything, you know? And I don't know, it actually took me quite a while to be able to really enjoy having sex with somebody, even though it was something that I really wanted to do, and it was something that like, I really enjoy doing, you know? It's just something, I don't know, it's sometimes it's hard to let go of something that you've been told all of your life. While I was actually having sex with them, I was just sort of wondering, you know, is this really what it's all about? Is this really, it's just like, I don't know, there wasn't really a connection to him. There wasn't really any emotion involved in it beyond just like, I wanted to have like a really quick fuck and go on. Maybe that's part of what I felt guilty about. It's just I'd always also, I don't know, it's also part of like just the Christian idea of sex is like not necessarily that it's so bad to have sex, but it should be in a loving environment, a loving relationship. So I think that also contributed to why it wasn't the most positive experience. One thing I wish I would have done differently is actually not really when I came out to my friends, I sort of made a bit of a big deal about it because I did feel really uncomfortable, and it was just like I'd be like, you know, I have something to tell you, and you know, I don't want this to like jeopardize our friendship, and because I didn't really know how people would respond to it that was when I was talking to my friends. They didn't really care either though once I actually told them. It was just sort of okay, you know, what's the big deal? Why do you make a big fuss out of that? Or else they'd just be like, so, I don't know. The responses were pretty varied, but there was nothing really negative. I definitely didn't lose any friends. I don't think anybody even felt really awkward about it. Awkward about the fact that I was gay, maybe awkward about the way that I was presenting it. I don't know. I don't really think coming out, though, is that big a deal. I think it's more just being comfortable with yourself. And some people, I know there are a lot of people that actually need to come out, and they need to, like, affirm the fact that they're gay, and they need to have other people affirm that. And if that's the case, then definitely come out of the closet and do whatever it takes, because there's nothing worse than being unhappy with who you are and feeling like you're not being true to yourself. But I think the biggest thing is, just do what it takes to make you content, make you happy with who you are.